DC.
For CEF Mobile.
For TFW. Good evening.
Can you out walking the dog?
See my wife.
Nice. Y'all make any plans for the weekend?
Some plans, but I'm sure we're going to ride the parkway a little bit, either tomorrow or Sunday.
I'm interested to hear how that's looking up there. I don't know if their leads have started to change as much or more than ours. I think usually it's a little bit further ahead, right?
A few thousand feet, I think, higher in elevation. I know last year we rode it from Asheville over to Cherokee, so I think this year I'm going to go north up towards Mount Mitchell. That ought to be high enough, right?
So?
A nice ride.
At the end of the day, right?
Home?
Off. Shoot, I'm stuck in this 290 mess right here. I don't know why they don't do something about this exit, but when everybody gets off in the evening, it just kind of piles up right here for no reason.
Off this late, everybody wanted to stay, huh?
Few that ended up staying. I think I had 6 or 7 total. So we busted out the mops and the Brillo scour pads, and I had them go at it. I mean, I figure if you're gonna stay and make good money, you're gonna do some work. It's not gonna be standing around holding up a broom.
Well, at least you didn't get into that accident this morning up there by the exit where I get off at. Me, but it was on the southbound side. A couple of trucks, a little car. I know when I went by there later that day, there was a whole truckload of bricks laying on the side of the road.
Yeah, and not the way people drive nowadays with their face stuck in the phone.
You exited the construction zone.
Was it all 3 lanes backed up?
One side was shut down. The truck went right across all the lanes.
Surprising, I didn't have anybody missing. I mean, a lot of times when you get a bad accident on 85, but it was probably late enough that most people had already gotten by it, coming into work.
It's 25, something like that. That's a little bit far north for working at BMW.
I think I got one of my employees that, I think he lives up Shelby, if I remember. Either Shelby or Gaffney, I can't remember. But, I've got a couple of them. I'm surprised at how far some people drive back and forth to work.
What you got to do, might not be any good jobs in your area, I guess, right? KN4, TFW.
Possibility. I like mine's, 25 minutes. 25 minutes, and I'm okay with that. That's a good amount of time, and I'm far enough away where I don't feel like I'm too close to work.
It's a way where they won't call you in.
I've had that problem. I keep the phone off pretty good. When I'm gone, I'm gone.
The driver said that they let 12 go home this morning, and then one of the drivers didn't show up. And one truck just sat there all day, couldn't get a hold of anybody to come back in.
That'd be me right there. If I got a chance to go home, I usually win. I didn't stay too many times when I didn't have to at work. Although we've done that one time before where they started sending people home. And then they decided they wanted to try to run, so they had to send somebody to all the entrances to try to stop everybody before they left, so we could try to see if we could start up. That was the craziest thing I ever saw. KO4CEF.
Well, let everybody get to the car and get out to the road and say, fooled you.
It went over, and it didn't go over good. It did not go over good at all. People were pissed off. Yeah, most people had already clocked out and were trying to head for the turnstiles, and then they got turned back around.
Yeah, I was working night shift, and it was snowing while I was eating dinner, and I called and said, yeah, the plant's open. So I made my way all the way there, got there, and the parking lot was empty.
That would just piss me off right there.
For the weekend, you going to make your new antenna?
Chance to make a new antenna or not, I hadn't really decided. If I do that, then I'll have to figure out how to run another feed line. And I don't really know if I want to do that part of it, because that's, you know, just crawling up underneath the house again, putting in another lightning arrester, and it might be a little more work than I'm wanting to put into it, where I can just find a way to maybe put up another beam for 70 centimeters, and that might get me enough. I don't know yet. I'm definitely going to go home and go play on my radio.
Give you a while to burn it.
Possibly, which they say it's a lot like the 7300. You know, if you use one, all the menus are basically the same. It's just got a few more features because it's the, you know, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and it's got satellite mode or something on it. I don't know. It's got a few more bells and whistles, but not as many bands and stuff like that to worry about.
Before you talk to the satellite and then send it the signal over to another continent?
Ever successfully made a QSO on a satellite? I've heard plenty, and I would definitely tell you you should try it sometime just to listen. And it's really easy. I mean, all you got to do is, you know, you go outside, you figure out kind of which way the satellite's coming, and then usually you'll take your HT and lay it on its side so it kind of picks up horizontally, and you'll be able to pick up the satellite. You'll hear people talking, especially the FM ones. They're really busy.
To the space station?
Usually they schedule that, but I've never been fortunate enough to do that. I've copied some SSTV images from the space station. They'll do little events here and there where they'll, you know, send photos over so many different days, and it'll just constantly do that. And that's really neat, because it'll be, you know, space-oriented kind of stuff. But, no, I've never made contact at all through either any satellites, the space station, nothing. I've even tried to send an APRS beacon through the space station, and it didn't. I don't know if my settings weren't right or what, but it never went through.
Well, we're fixing to go behind the tree, so I'm probably going to get pretty scratchy.
This weekend, and one of them's coming over, I'll text you if you're interested and you want to go outside and try it. But it's one of those things where it's like, whenever I first did it, I'm like, oh my God, I can hear people talking over the satellite. It's just, it's crazy.
I won't be at the house. And then hopefully we'll be taking a ride somewhere.
Probably a lot more than go camping.
Yes, I know I reserved over by Darlington for the weekend of Mother's Day when they had the race.
Planning on going to the race while you're down there?
I had to go to Darlington, and it's always on Mother's Day, and she always had to work. So now with the, I think it was her very first day of retirement, she ordered tickets.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to take advantage of it. Now that she don't have to work weekends anymore.
Working during the week.
When you get up there today to go to work, you know she's gonna be at home. She'd rather be home spending time with her.
Good morning, and sees me off.
Does that too. If it wasn't for my wife getting up, I probably wouldn't get out the door anywhere near the time I do.
Every day when I get home now.
Say day now?
Just for two, just enough for two.
And what kind of challenge that is. I know if my boys, if they ever move out, as much food as we got to fix for everybody, it'd be crazy to try to slam that back down.
A challenge for sure. It's almost easier to go out, right?
Something, I can't remember what it was. It was probably on Facebook or whatnot. somebody posted, you know, groceries were up, you know, a random number was like 70% or something. It was a high number. They said, but, you know, restaurants are only up 30-something percent. So the justification was you save money by going out to eat. I'm like, that's one way to look at it.
About that. Well, we've made it back to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a awesome weekend. Tell the family we said hey, and maybe I'll catch you some later down the log this weekend from up in the mountains somewhere. KN4, TFW.
And you and the wife have a good weekend, and y'all enjoy yourself up there in the mountains. Just be safe up there. And I hope it will holler at you either this weekend or maybe Monday morning at least. KO4CEF, and I will be clear.